This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Welcome to Hump Day Eve, Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Oh, Buzz, why are we talking to me? We've got rash update written on the board. And as
the
far
only
as
one
I know,
of us that's got a rash.
It's not me. Can Buzzy, is that you?
Not me.
No,
because to be fair, my child has a rash, and I'm wondering whether Addie got her rash.
From
her thirsty little rash Miss Contagious over there that refuses to take a day
off. It's like
off.
Miss Congeniality. You're Miss Contagious.
It's not contagious, but that
is
makes
it?
Me feel bad.
Yes,
what if
so
I
it should.
It to Addie?
I mean,
well,
you
just said it's not contagious.
At all, but
No, it is. Oh, no, I haven't. Have
no,
I?
You okay. haven't given it to her.
It's not contagious. It persists. It lingers.
Sorry. What?
Is it better?
No.
What happened when you went to the gym last night?
I went to the gym. A lot of people stared at it. And then I said, it's not contagious. And then they recoiled,
it
which made it seem like I was really protesting.
Mate,
Random people are asking me, as I left work today, the security
Why
guard asked
cover
how my
it?
Rash
is.
I'm surprised the security guard let you in.
Well, keep the long... What are you wearing when you go to the gym?
Oh, no, it's too hot. I had
but
to
you can't
out.
Take something like that into a place where
no,
you
sorry.
Sweat
Actually,
stuff
no,
on the
so I'm with you. You don't go to the gym to keep your guns locked up. Can't keep those bad
you know
boys
what,
under
what was
under chain.
That? It was a circuit class, so then everyone.
Oh,
I think I'd lie down and do a plank.
Oh my god!
Oh yuck!
I hope that whole place rocks up next week with
they
a rashy arm.
They should. I hope next time you rock up to the gym, it's shut and being fumigated and they're burning it.
Side says no sonder.
Yeah. Oh well, good rash update, Tom.
Will you guys still hang out with me this weekend?
Oh no!
Oh, you're taking that to the Radio Awards, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's your dress like?
Long sleeve.
Yeah,
I think.
Good.
I will try.
Get it out?
No, get it out, yeah. I'll hang out with you, mate. It's fine.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's nice. Carrie? Yep.
No chance.
Hey, up next, according to the board.
Oh, no, up next. This is fun.
Oh.
The best thing I saw on the internet overnight is what we're going to talk about next.
I love it.
It is gross, but you can't look away.
We're talking about the rash again.
That it's actually it's very similar.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Here for Tradie Baby Zips is now available at Big W and Best and Less with Tradie Baby made tiny tough.
Oh, I mean, I feel like it's a weird time for you to talk about Tradie undies, which are so awesome.
I'm wearing my Tradie undies.
We're about to talk about poo joggers, so I mean I guess it's appropriate, isn't it?
I saw a little segue in there, yeah.
Tradie's now got baby stuff as well, which is amazing.
And
so
that would
get
be filled
board.
With a lot of poo. So I guess it's fitting.
Oh, it is actually absolute. The perfect fit.
Now, we're proud on this show that we have our own poo jogger.
We've got a poo jogger. Yep. Not many shows can say that.
She's the lady we spoke to before with the rash. She's also a poo jogger.
Yeah. If you're thinking, hang on, is Sonda just a one-trick pony? No. She poos while she jogs as well.
Sonda,
real
we've
double
spoken
threat.
Before about you being the poo jogger. What happens when, and this is a genuine thing, it's not like you're not doing this for attention. It's a
No, when I run, I need to poo. So when I went to Fiji, I did a poo in the woods, which I thought was okay.
Was the ocean not close?
Oh.
You should have. Why didn't you just do an aqua bog?
It was right
But you
there.
Don't want to get fully wet, do you? Then if you've got to keep running.
I don't think any of it's ideal.
I would have just taken my pants fully off because there was no one around. It was early in the morning.
Okay,
anyway,
so you were on a run, needed to go, so you had to.
But normally I'd do it in my pants instead of doing what this woman's done.
You're very
considerate. Done it somewhere where you shouldn't do. I take my own mess home with me.
So what we're talking about, if you haven't seen it, is Roxy Jasenko, PR queen, has caught on CCTV a vision of a woman jogging past and then dropping her dacks
on multiple occasions,
squatting and
outside her house,
having a outside her house. Mm. And
I don't know why you've censored the word poo there.
I just didn't want to say poo so, many so many times. I just feel like over and over and over.
Sorry, then
I need other words for it. And even the other words.
A dump.
Yeah, it's gross. Anyway,
smashed out a borry.
If you've seen the vision,
done a number.
I feel like they're not applicable.
Pushed out a plop.
Pushed out a plop is the closest, I reckon, to what this woman's doing. Because if you've seen the vision, she's
a scat man.
Blonde, fit woman who runs past, ducks behind a car, squats down. She has
puts her phone between her teeth.
Puts her phone between her teeth.
Frees up her hands for wiping because she's bought her own toilet paper. You can't say it's not pre-planned when you bought your own toilet paper.
Now, Roxy said the whole street's been wondering what's going on because it's been going on for a while. She said today the most recent poo, it was decided time for us to look at the camera. We thought it might have been a homeless person who had no other choice. You can only imagine our horror that it was a nimble young blonde on her regular jog of a morning. Mm. And she
does grab, I did feel a bit sorry for her because in one of the videos, she kind of grabs her stomach just before she does it like, oh no, this is happening.
And
now,
when you got to go sometimes, you got to go.
It's convenient that she does it at the same place every time.
But maybe that's where she knows it's private. Well, I was going to say where she knows it's private. But Roxy said, points out there's cameras everywhere because it's outside her house with the CCTV.
Yeah.
Outside her headquarters. But you know, like me last night on the project, I had a slight tummy upset.
I didn't think you were
going
to bring that up. As a caring co-host, I didn't bring it
up. But isn't the point that I was not allotting control of what might happen? And I feel for this poo jogger, what if she's just not in control?
Yes.
And she needs to keep
fit. Are you saying you would have killed for a spot out the front of Roxy Jasenko's place?
I mean, I wouldn't have been prepared. I hadn't BYO'd my own toilet paper. But
do you know what this was? I thought this was a great chance for romance. I would love to see the poo jogger of Sydney hook up with, remember the poo jogger in Brisbane? The bloke who looked at the camera and waved. Hello.
I feel like they're two different types of poo joggers.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like one's doing it for attention. The other one might have stomach issues.
Which one is doing it for attention?
I don't know. Maybe the...
I think they're both desperate.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel for this woman. I don't know why. I feel for anyone that gets to the point where they're pooing in public.
Sonda, we feel for you.
Thanks, guys.
We had a conversation. Waleed and I were talking because we're talking about this on the project tonight.
One of the great poo joggers of our time. I
was saying that maybe people should just go and knock on a door if they need to go. Like, Sonda, you should knock on someone's house. And he said, would you let someone come in to poo on your toilet, right? And I said, maybe if it was a young woman coming in, I didn't feel threatened in any way, I would. And he said, maybe we need the little triangles like you used to have with the safety houses when you're a kid, right? But it's a poo house. So it's a house
that
you're okay.
For a woman that didn't want to say that word, you've said it a lot.
It's a house you're okay to approach if you're busting
bad.
To go.
So should it just be the safety house, but instead of yellow, it's brown?
Is it a wee or a poo house?
That's
so you can wee.
I don't think the safety house is a wee house.
No, but maybe it's a wee you might need to do.
Yeah, I would limit people to wees.
Would you?
Yep.
But then that's not the thing that, yeah.
And they'd also get there and they go, well, I'm not seeing this person again.
And also sometimes, yeah.
Sure. When it rains, it pours. I know what you're saying. What do you want to do?
I want to talk about what... You caught on camera.
Yep.
So she's looking back at
the
footage.
That was the thing we pre-organised to do.
She's looking back at the footage. I'm sure like us, they were like, what?
Whoa.
What is happening?
Caught on camera.
Caught on camera. Maybe you were caught on camera doing something.
Either you were caught or you caught someone. This is great because 131060. And if you'd just like to say poo on our radio show, clearly we've let the floodgates open for that one. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Caught on camera is what we're doing. We've got another poo jogger, folks.
Yep. Roxy Jasenko has caught a woman pooing outside her home behind a car on her morning jog, and she's caught her on camera. We want to know, what did you get caught on camera doing? What did you see when you're looking through your CCTV?
Yeah.
Kirsty, what did you catch?
I caught a guy stealing my husband's work boots, and he was actually caught with a whole bedroom of shoes in his house that he had stolen from everyone over the years.
All tradie stuff? Like all tradie boots?
It was mostly tradie boots and runners, and there ended up being a whole epic memorial that you could go and try and find your shoes.
I know, Kirsty, I know this sounds weird, but I remember this story. This was on the news maybe a year ago or something?
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember the camera crews going through when they were all laid out at the hall where you could pick them up. And I remember it was like thousands of pairs of shoes.
Could I just ask, first of all, from the beginning, though, where were you watching the guy steal the shoes from?
He came to my front door. He had a look to make sure that they must have been up to his standards. And, put them under his arm and, walked back to his car.
Wow.
The front porch, yeah.
It's so weird when he's not selling them and he's keeping them. Like, that's worse.
How many shoes do you need?
Well, it depends. If he's just sniffing them or doing something weird.
What are you doing with that many shoes?
Do you want to really know?
I mean, do you actually have an idea?
I've got a fair idea, yeah.
Oh. Or maybe we talk about it off.
I wouldn't talk about it on there.
Mel, what's going
Hello.
On?
Hello. Hi. So I don't have a caught on camera story, but I do have a safety house story. So back in the day, we had a safety house on our letterbox.
Oh, you were one of those houses, Mel.
Yeah, my mum was an upstanding citizen of the community. So we had one on, but I swear that the safety house thing was done and dusted. It had been on there for years. And we randomly had a paper boy knock on our door and ask if he could use our toilet to do a poo because he was dusting.
Oh, sweetie. As a fellow paper girl, sometimes it's tricky when you're doing the rounds in the morning and you're a long way from home. You got to go. You had your cereal before you set off, you know.
Well, I think you might have had a curry the night before. It was pretty bad.
That's unfair. Not only did he use it, but he left a bloody mark.
Yeah. I mean, Mel, did he say what he was going to do? Like, did he say,
did he say, can I just use it? I need a poo. No, well, he was pretty open.
He was a 14-year-old boy, though.
So are we saying that maybe the woman in Sydney...
Oh, yeah.
Are we saying maybe there was a stash of papers just out of sight that we didn't see?
she was just doing the rounds. Nicole, what did you catch on camera?
My parents were away in Europe for a holiday, and that we had an old dog at the time, and they checked the doggy cam frequently and caught my older sister hooking up with her boyfriend on the couch.
That's not what you want when you're on holidays.
I mean, it's funny that it's called doggy cam.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Australia needs one new blood donor every 5 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of someone you love, you don't want to lose someone you love because they haven't been able to get hold of blood.
Yep, we need blood. It only has a shelf life of 42 days, as you just heard. So get involved and donate blood at donateblood.com.au.
As someone who has needed a transfusion before, I'm very grateful for the stranger that donated blood.
See,
for me.
That's what happens, Australia. You don't donate blood, you lose Bickmore. Get on board.
I didn't realise that.
What just happened?
I don't know what happened.
Did that just happen?
Are you all right?
I think Bingmore just exploded out of the back section.
Nothing. What's going to do?
Hey, we're going to do the quiz next, for the first time, we're just going to get a listener involved. So we've had prime ministers on the show. I think we've got to go to a song, but
131060.
We need someone to help us out with the quiz. If you're knowledgeable, you can't do worse than we do by ourselves. So give us a call and get involved. 131060. Anything more you want to add in? Should we point the microphone down, or is it fine where it is?
I might just duck out. I'll be back.
It's
Carrie
Bickmore and
Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy across the country. The first chance to win your way to Antarctica with Penguinning, a trip worth $40,000. Register at carrieandtommy.com.au. We'll get to that just after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, let's get into this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
With a little bit of help this afternoon.
Yes, not just Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy and Jasmine, welcome.
Hi.
Jazz, how are we? We're great. How smart are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd like to think maybe like a 8 in like general knowledge.
I love it, Jazz.
I mean, that's more than Tommy and I.
You've doubled our team average just by having you in the mix. Let's crack in, Buzzy.
Yeah, and Jasmine, we're going to give you $100 to spend at tradie.com as well, our show sponsor.
Thanks for helping us out.
It's gone real early on that, Buzz.
No, I reckon, Jasmine, you sound great. I'm going to give that to you regardless of the result today.
Thanks.
Here we go, man of the people. Question number one. Chris Bucky Rogers is best remembered for his involvement in which sport?
Is this, Buzzy, is this a...
Cricket.
Is it cricket? Rogers? Yeah, I reckon it's cricket.
Chris Rogers? What do you think, Jasmine?
Football?
I reckon football. It's cricket.
Bucky's thrown me.
Yeah, sorry, Jazz. We're taking the $100 voucher off you.
Oh, my God.
Is that just a wild guess, Jasmine?
Yes, wild guess. Okay, I'm not a sports person.
All right, let's go with cricket then.
Okay, question number two. What is the northernmost landlocked country in South America?
The northernmost landlocked country. Yeah. Is it Peru or something?
Middle, so it's not on the sides?
Yeah. Argentina? Is Argentina landlocked?
No.
Peru?
Brazil? I don't even know.
Brazil's mostly coastline, Jasmine, for God's sake.
I've gone real early, haven't I, with this prize? Sorry.
Should we go...
Chile's obviously got coast. Brazil's got coast. I don't know about Peru. I'm trying to think what...
Let's go Peru.
Or Cuba. Does Cuba have coast? Cuba has a lot because that's ooh, meats, those yes, other ones there. I think, I don't know.
Go with Peru.
What did Marshy say?
Cuba's an island.
Cuba's an island.
Mm.
So good. It's definitely not land.
Oh, okay, let's go with sorry. Peru. I meant to say Colombia. I apologise. Because that is where that's
yes,
in from.
Yes, where they all come from, Colombia.
Peru or Colombia, what do you
Peru
reckon, Jasmine?
Let's say Peru. Let's say
sorry?
Peru. Let's go Peru.
Yeah, great, let's go Peru.
Good on you, Jazz.
James McAvoy stars as Bill Denbrough in which 2019 movie?
James McAvoy. Jazz, what do you think? That's Kieran.
Say it again.
James McAvoy, Bill Denbrough. In which 2019 movie?
Jazz, what do you reckon?
2019 movie. Who was it?
James McAvoy.
Different characters. He had like 23 different personalities. It was that. Oh God, what was the name of that movie?
Split.
What was it?
Split in 2018. Yes. Though I think.
Let's go with that anyway.
Did you just do some googling, Jasmine?
I like it. Sorry? Let's do it.
Did you just do some googling?
No. I love that movie.
I'm happy if you did. Just don't tell us about it.
Split.
Okay. Definitely did it.
Great. Question number four. Who created the children's character Noddy?
Enid Blyton.
Enid Blyton.
Yes.
Question number five.
Agreed. Sure.
Good on you, Chaz.
What happens when you pause, Buzzy? Are you writing this down?
I don't know.
I'm writing the answers down because I can't remember all five. So that's what I'd write Question shivers. 2017, Kip Thorne was jointly awarded the Nobel Prize in which category?
Oh, what should we say? I know literature is a category. Is science a category?
Kip sounds literature.
Jazz, any thoughts here?
I'm going to give it to Jazz.
Yeah. Okay.
It's your literature. Call.
Literature. Let's just go literature. Yeah.
Great. Let's go through the answers now. Chris Bucky Rogers, best remembered for his involvement in cricket.
Nice.
Good job, Jasmine. Good work.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Which is the northernmost landlocked country in South America? We locked in Peru. The answer is Bolivia.
Oh, damn.
We locked in Split. That was your one, Jasmine, for question number three. James McAvoy. The correct answer is Chapter 2.
Ooh, not bad, Jazz.
Sorry,
I thought it was okay. No, I thought it was pretty good.
I said it's 2018. I said 2018.
Jazz, you've done fine. You've done great.
Enid Blyton did create Noddy.
Yay.
And the final question, Kip Thorne, the Nobel Prize was...
Come on.
Not for literature. It was for physics.
Ooh, I never would have guessed that.
Never. Hey,
Jazz, thanks for getting involved. That trading voucher is all
guys.
Yours.
By the way, we love you guys so much, me and my hubby, and we are going on our honeymoon tomorrow, so we're so excited to talk to you.
Good on you, Jazz. There we go. Right, two from five. What a way to end.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Because, as you know, I'm point to pinnacle focused, which means...
Finally. Took you a while.
Well, I've been injured. I've been out of action, and now I'm back. And I'm going hard, which means I'm basically just watching a lot of docos.
What do you mean?
I'm watching a lot of docos.
You need to do like hill running.
No, I reckon it's a lot in the inspiration.
It's in the head?
Yes.
It's more in the head than the body.
I reckon, yeah. Mm. And I watched The Iron Cowboy. Have you heard of The Iron Cowboy? It is a documentary on Netflix about an American guy who decides to do 50 Ironmen in 50 days in 50 states across America. Yeah.
So, how is that possible?
So travels through the night, sleeps... Like barely sleeps.
Oh my God. But how would you be able to back it up? So what's an Ironman?
An Ironman is a full marathon, so 42K. I think it's 180K on the bike. And I think the swim is a lot, 20K or something. Anyway, it's huge.
And he's done it? Or he's training to do it?
So in total, it's like about 10 hours each day of exercising.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And he completes it. Hence why there's a documentary made about it. I'm assuming it doesn't end with a to be continued.
Well, he goes through some ups and downs and the whole Ironman community, because of one day he's struggling so hard that he gets on an elliptical. It's storming outside in Texas and he gets on an elliptical instead of on a treadmill in a gym to try and complete it. And everyone just goes, nah. Mate.
What?
No, they go, no way.
It doesn't count.
They go, that's not real Ironman. And so this poor dude,
oh
he gets
God.
To
God.
He gets to 40 days into his 50 days. So he's done 40 Ironmen, and the whole Ironman community around the world hate him. He's aimed to raise $1 million, and he's only, by this point, raised $10,000.
You're breaking my heart.
The charity that he aligned with Jamie Oliver's charity, they refused to recognize him because he didn't make it official with them.
Oh.
I won't.
What?
If you still want to watch it, I won't ruin how it ends.
Cool.
But I was like, he, at one stage he falls asleep on his bike and he crashes his bike because he fell asleep because he was so exhausted.
I feel like they wouldn't have made a Netflix series unless this ends epically well.
Mate, did you see Fire Festival? That ended with him in jail.
Okay, so you've been watching this for inspiration.
I decided not to get an elliptical halfway up the mountain? I'm not going to get an elliptical halfway up the mountain. And there was another little bit that just made me think, just a little bit. Yep. Like, they just started listening as he went on because he had to start doing things like cutting the top of his shoes because his feet were so swollen. And you showed pictures of his feet with his skin just falling off. And then they just decided to list, close to the end, just his little niggling injuries, like just the little things that he had.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We've got time, but let's just play the little list of injuries that the Iron Cowboy had.
The shoulder was a problem. The amount of impact his feet were going through, the damage to the nerve endings. He had blisters. He had fungal infection there as well that had developed because of the moisture. And his knees were getting swollen. His hip, road rash, numbness, tingling in his fingers and his toes. A cracking on the sides of his mouth. Thrush. His tongue looked like a dry desert. He said that his mouth and his tongue were some of the most painful things on his body. He started to develop the elbow pain again. Something that's really concerning is whether or not his heart would develop what we call hypertrophy, where the chambers have had to work so hard that the muscle gets bigger and you start to lose the ability to pump blood efficiently into your body.
Yeah.
Did you feel bad about your little niggle after listening to that?
Well, at that point, my inspiration kind of dried up. I went, I think it was at Thrush.
You don't want Thrush.
I think I went, yeah, this is cool. Oh, gross, bro. This is too much. Tap out, bro. You've only raised 10 grand. Tap out.
Speaking of which, you better raise some more money for our Up the Point to Pinnacle.
Head to, I've just changed the link in my bio. If I don't raise enough money, I'll get Thrush, guys. So get on board. I do want to know, long distance lunatics, give us a call, 131060, because there's all these injuries that you have no idea happened to your body. Like, I lost 3 toenails when I did Antarctica.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that that was a thing.
Have they come back now?
One's munted. Uh-huh. So 2 have come back normal.
Yeah, right.
One's come back a bit thrushy, to be honest. Give us a call, 131060, long distance lunatics. What injuries do you have from just doing something too much?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
We've just heard about the Iron Cowboy, the guy who tried to do 50 Ironman in 50 states in 50 days across America.
His body broke down.
He had a long list of injuries. Tanya, have you had any long distance injuries?
Yes, I have. So I have been training to do half marathons and I currently have no toenails on both my feet and constant grinding of my knees.
Oh,
you're grinding of your knees.
So does that hurt a lot?
It does, but it doesn't stop me from getting up every morning and doing my run.
Oh, you're awesome, Tanya.
Yeah. A beautiful kind of crazy. Tan, is your knee, have you lost the cushioning stuff?
Yes.
So it means your bones are just crunching against each other.
They're just grinding.
Right?
So if I was to bend down and then get back up, you can just hear the grinding constantly.
So just a dumb question. Does that repair itself once you stop running or that stuff never comes back?
I don't know.
I don't actually know. I think, and I would ask a doctor, certainly don't take my advice, but I think it's one of those things that can then lead to arthritis later in your life.
Oh, don't bring Tanya down.
But I was going to say, I think you can actually get stuff jabbed into your knees, Tan.
Okay.
Have you had a look at that?
Okay.
No, I haven't. I just keep doing what I'm doing. So
Have you seen a sports doctor?
No.
Tanner, just in case it has, like, if your knees are grinding, this could have long term.
Okay,
like,
mate.
But I'm just saying it might help her in the long term. Like, just because you're training for a run doesn't mean you should hobble through later on.
Do you want to get Tanya's number afterwards? You can tell her all the other
Tanya,
ways in which she's
come
not
lie
meeting
down
your
on the couch over here. We've got a whole lot to talk about. When's the run, Tan?
So I've actually completed it. I've actually done 3 half marathons now.
And you're still training?
And I'm still running, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Tanya, you need to come do Point to Pinnacle with us.
Well, once I'm recovered from my surgery, yes, I will.
Oh, you got surgery. Oh, God.
Bloody hell, Tanya, this is a lot.
You're going to need to unpack that on the couch too, I feel.
Good luck with all of it, Tan. I hope to see you out there running soon. Let's go to Tracy. Trace, what happened?
We had flown from Melbourne to the Gold Coast to participate in the Gold Coast Marathon. I had done the 10Ks but struggled. We all went out for lunch later on and I was totally exhausted, was resting my elbows on the table and got blisters on my elbows.
How long were you resting on the table?
For about 3-4 hours.
Hey, Trace, at least you got to do the run. You'd much rather something like that.
But you didn't hurt yourself in the run. You hurt yourself at the bar afterwards.
No, it was the bar afterwards.
Trace, did you know when I was down in Antarctica, when we got off the plane, they made us put these big boots on, and it was a big thing. You had to put the big boots on before you got off the plane.
To get land on intact.
Yeah, because you get out and you're on ice. And the reason they gave us these big boots is because a couple of years before, a dude had got out in sneakers, and they can only take a certain number of you at a time. And so he stood on the runway waiting for an hour for the transport to come back. And then he said, I can't feel my toes. And they had a look and he got frostbite in his toes and he needed to get straight back on the plane and out of there. And he lost two of his toes.
Oh, mate, this is just, you've just made all of these things really depressing.
Never exercise, people.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Penguins.
Stop, you're saying it wrong.
Penguinning.
Yes, it could send you, Animate, to Antarctica for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
To see penguins.
This is amazing.
You've been there.
I've been to Antarctica. I was in the middle of Antarctica and I'm jealous of this trip because all the wildlife is on the coast. And so you'll get to see amazing wildlife. You get to see ice shelves disappearing into the ocean. Beautiful, different coloured ice landscapes. This would be incredible, Bickers.
Well, you go on the Veranda Suite on board the Antarctica Voyage Expedition Vessel. 10 nights you're on there and you travel from Australia to Argentina. How extraordinary.
Megan, this prize is worth over $40,000. It sounds pretty good. Are you excited?
It sounds absolutely incredible. Once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Hell yeah. Now, you have a once-in-a-lifetime chance of winning this game as well. Do you understand the game?
Yes, I do believe that you'll be writing a word and I've got to listen to the pen stroke and try and work out what that word is.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Do you work for us? Because you understand it better than a lot of our team.
The word will be vaguely Antarctica themed.
Okay.
And so listen to, like you said, the pen stroke, break it up, see if you can work out how many letters it is and go from
there. I'm going to close my eyes and do it with you, Megan, okay?
Okay.
We're in this together.
Megan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh.
Megan, what do you think the word was?
I'm going to go seal.
Not bad. It was about that amount of pen strokes. The word was chili.
Chili, okay.
Megan, I'm sorry. But thank you for getting involved.
I'm feeling like the room's gone a bit chilly now.
That's all right. Another chance to win with penguinning.
Oh,
that trip of a lifetime is still on the line.
Bad news for Megan, but great news for everybody else
in the country, buddy.
Because we keep playing until it goes off.
Absolutely. If you want to get involved, carryandtommy.com.au. Thanks to Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures. Experience the journey of a lifetime. We'll do penguinning once again tomorrow.
Buzzy, I've just been told Megan can play enter again as well.
Again, Megan.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Up next, though, Hughesy with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, that's true.
Guys, Hughes, congratulations on another monster night. Oh, both of you, congratulations on a monster night in the ratings.
How's this guy? Network saviour. Look at him.
No doubt the Masked Singer is pushing, have you been paying attention to new heights?
Lofty Heights and Love Island's in the toilet where it belongs.
No. Yeah. No, we cannot say
okay
that
with
because,
that?
No, we're not.
Why not?
You
because
can say Love Island. You want.
I've heard Love
Island. Hughes is keeping his options open to other networks.
I'll tell you why.
He's the new Sophie Monk.
No, I'm a company man, and I've heard Love Island ads on this network.
And it's a wonderful
Island.
Program.
It's a great show.
Yeah, you know what? In its key demographics,
it's
it does very, very well.
Absolutely. So we need to remember that.
Yeah,
that
great. What a show.
We're a team and there's no, you know, there's salespeople in the team.
Yeah, we love them.
Yes, I love
Have
Love
either
Island.
Of you ever farted while on air?
It's tough, isn't it? I mean, it's,
no.
A,
who
it's a wonder
thought?
That I hadn't.
I feel like you would remember.
Who would have thought that out of all of us here, Bickmore is the only one who's farted on it.
Shall we relive? Nearly did.
Can we relive the moment?
Yes, I didn't realise that. That.
Did that happen?
That didn't happen.
No, I didn't really. I couldn't really hear it. No,
I just had some funny tummy things, and just before I was in the middle of talking, I was like, "There's a chance this is not going to stay in."
You've got my gastro. She's got my gastro.
Oh, gastro man.
Gastro man.
A woman. Oh, that's nice.
She wants to be a gastro woman.
That's lovely. Mm. What a lovely song. Hey, on that though. Mick Molloy once, formerly of this parish,
let it loose in a.
Yes, once farted at Husey on air when we're at Nova, Carrie,
and it was became the highlight of his time.
Yeah,
so it's a bit like you, Carrie, with your Qantas. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can do all this quality work and over a period of years, but yeah, he got remembered for farting, and like you got remembered for saying Qantas.
Yeah.
And I didn't get remembered at all for anything. So.
Have you played Windy Bindy, Tommy? Tommy, sure, it feels like you should be playing
Windy Bindy.
I don't know Windy Bindy.
Oh, is this on Dancing Show?
Yes, Dancing with the Stars America. And if we go to the computers, surely they're all linked.
No, we're not going to
Fuzzy, if you put in Windy Bindy.
It's not going to happen.
It is going to happen. It's going to happen quickly.
People need to Google it.
She was on Dancing Show. Did she accidentally?
Yeah, she got squeezed in a tight dress and let one rip.
It's so hard.
But she still ended up winning. Didn't she win American Dance?
Maybe
one
heart.
Hang on.
She
so does that mean we're going to win?
She won.
Are we going to win an Accra now? Because
you farted on it. But I didn't. I should have.
I've got to check the tape.
I held it in. No, but really, I didn't realize that.
Should we let it loose? Yeah. Should we have a day
where everyone just farts when they feel
like
it?
Why don't we have a day?
Where a Windy Wednesday?
Like the Purge.
Yes.
We're in a very small cupboard, though. It's concerning.
We could have a Windy Wednesday, a Farty Friday.
We'll continue it.
Part of week.
Tootie Tuesday.
Farty Friday.
Yeah, Tootie Tuesday. That's not bad.
We've got Tingly Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Flatulent Friday.
Yes. Muddy Monday.
Muddy
Monday.
Lovely idea.
Come up with that. People look forward to that.
Wonderful idea.
You wake up Monday morning, got to go to school.
Thursday?
But know that on the drive home, you've got Muddy Monday coming up. And a double header. Start with Carrie and Tommy and then through to.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Using Kate with Ed. Yes.
Any good luck with Windy Bindy there, Buzzy?
No Windy Bindy, unfortunately.
I mean, Jack can't work that out, and he's got it all in front of him.
Yeah, but
he's not.
We need to get on the dark web and sort this out.
Someone get me on show.
Have a great show this afternoon, guys.
Thank
and
you.
Hughes, two masks revealed tonight.
Two masks and a double episode too. Is behind the mask after the first one.
Behind the mask. I love when they go behind.
Behind the mask.
Is there going to be a mask up late?
I'd love a mask up. Like, I don't think there will be.
Is that just Lindsay in her hotel room?
Wow, we've been there. That's good times.
All right. Easy with that Cavalier next. Drive you home.
Windy Wednesday. Get your beans in.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.